All of her life, Kelly Roth wondered if she had the breast cancer gene, the mutation that ultimately killed her mom and her aunt. A few days after her 18th birthday, a genetic test gave her her answer. Yes. Sitting in the doctor's office, she knew that this meant she has a 40 to 80% lifetime risk of getting breast cancer.
I had my teddy bear that my mom gave me when she was still alive. They recorded her voice singing my song, which is You Are My Sunshine. So I had my, we call it my mommy bear. I had that sitting on my lap, and I pressed the button, and I looked at the doctors, and I was like, don't laugh at me, but I need to hear this.
When breast cancer takes your mom and your aunt, you don't mess around with it. That's why Kelly Roth knew right then and there in that doctor's office that she wanted a double mastectomy. And not later, she wanted it as soon as possible. And of course, her doctor said no. She was 18, 19, way too young. The surgeon wouldn't even see her. You are not even at risk yet, they said. Wait, when you're 25, then we'll start screening, we'll start mammograms. Just give yourself some time to live a little bit more. Find a partner if that's what you want. Maybe have kids, breastfeed them. Roth says it is for her future kids that she wants to do this now.
Would I have them watch me go through this terrible surgery and watch me recover from this and be afraid for my life? I'd rather do formula than have them watch this happen.
Eventually, very slowly, her doctors gave their okay. Roth is now 20. She will be one of the youngest women ever to get this procedure, at least in Michigan. But she is part of a bigger trend. Young women are getting advanced cancer more frequently today. Their survival rates are lower, and they are more likely to go for the most aggressive treatments they can find, even if the less intrusive methods give them just as good a chance at survival, maybe even better. Dr. Sophia Moriver is a breast cancer expert at the University of Michigan. She says genetic counseling is still so new that doctors have got to be much clearer with young patients. They could have up to an 80% lifetime risk of breast cancer, but their risk could also be much lower.
Because nobody can actually tell anybody an exact number. All that we can do is give you a range of risk. Your risk may be between 40 and 85%.
The stuff that lowers your risk, your other genes, lots of exercise, a good diet, even breastfeeding. Moriver says these make a huge difference, but they don't get the same kind of headlines as the risk does. Especially since women give up so much when they have a double mastectomy. It's major surgery, there's a painful recovery, no more feeling in their breasts, and they can't breastfeed. So for Kelly Roth, will her life be better for having made this choice so young? Dr. Moriver says,
this is a very profound question. We don't know, because that's the life that is not lived.
For Roth herself, she says it's not even a question. She says she knows all about her full range of risk, and to her, losing her breasts is absolutely worth it.
If you had a bomb strapped to your body, would you wait for it to explode or would you try and dismantle it? And that's what gets people on my side, and that's what makes them understand.
Roth is scheduled to have a double mastectomy this spring. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.